Track 8. Next, we have Talk of the County. A few of my favourite things. Traditional Easter hunts involve chocolate eggs, whereas mine takes in multiple medieval churches, says Rowan Mantell.
A few of my favourite things. I sometimes wonder whether I'd fall for that WhatsApp scam where someone pretends to be your child in urgent need of cash, when the parent, panicked by the thought of a darling progeny in danger, asks which one, they reply, your favourite. Because I love having favourites. Obviously, my actual children are equal favourites, unless the cash is flowing the other way from that ordained by nature and tradition in a bizarre and unlikely upending of the universal laws of physics and parenting. If an alleged child was offering me cash, I could be discombobulated enough to sign up for a share in the riches of that African prince who unaccountably needs to be temporarily sheltered for his fortune in my bank account. Here are a few more of my favourite things at this time of year. Churches, maps, and riding my bike through quiet country lanes. Spring is, controversially, not my favourite season, although I am very fond of the primroses and lambs it brings, and of Easter and my own pre-Easter tradition, to which I have converted my favourite husband. Conveniently, he happens to be my only husband. Most weekends in Lent, we embark on a bicycle steeplechase. It began several years ago when I aimed to visit a church a day throughout Lent, mostly in Norwich, as that's where I was living and working. Now we try for 7 of the Flinty Treasures at a time each weekend of Lent. It's not quite the biblical 40 days in the wilderness, although this year we might venture into Suffolk. We did accidentally hit Cambridgeshire recently on a ride to explore some of the wonders of West Norfolk. I was poring over the map, planning a route between villages so proud of their magnificent churches that they're named for them. Tilney All Saints and St Lawrence, Terrington St Clement and St John, Walpole St Peter and St Andrew, Wigginhall St Mary and the Virgin, St Mary Magdalene, St Peter and St Germans, or St Germain, a bishop of Paris. When I spotted a wiggle in the county border, claiming Walsoken Church for Norfolk. I'd already noticed a tendency for villages to begin with Wall in the area, and a little light research threw up the fascinating information that the settlements were all close to the Roman Wall, or high bank, built to keep the sea at bay. When we arrived at Walpole St Peter, the Sunday morning service was just finishing, and a welcoming church warden not only offered coffee, but explained some history too, including how the original wooden church was washed away in a 14th century tsunami. It is easy to see how the pinnacled palace which replaces it has been called the finest parish church in England. It is obviously much loved and well used, and it's resplendent with carvings, sculptures, saints, angels, stained glass, and even a tunnel. After taking in just some of the splendour, we headed south to West Walton, where the Grand Tower is completely separate from its equally impressive church. The steeple and tower chase continued towards Wisbeach, where the line dividing Norfolk and Cambridgeshire along the River Nene suddenly veers away from the river and bulges into what looks as if it should be Norfolk, taking Wisbeach with it. Only Walsoken pushes back with another quirk of cartography, giving its church to Norfolk. It must be the most westerly church in the county. It is also apparently another of the most interesting. Simon Knott's excellent Norfolk Churches website waxes lyrical about the stunning carvings on its font and its Norman arches. Sadly, it was locked. Happily, we'll have to go west again.